Hi, I'm Barry Horowitz, and you're listening to The Strategy Game, a podcast for business leaders on achieving sustainable growth. This is issue number 59, and it's called Surviving in Extreme Uncertainty. As I write this, we are 100 days into the new presidential administration. Needless to say, it's been a time of chaos and great uncertainty, characterized by sweeping actions and dramatic changes across many sectors. Planning for the future is difficult under the best of circumstances. There's much we can never fully anticipate. But the speed and magnitude of the recent changes makes planning especially difficult. With that as a background, here are four things I'm suggesting to my nonprofit clients. Number one is assess your situation. It's more important than ever to understand where and in what ways you may be vulnerable. That starts by identifying your sources of revenue and funding and the potential level of risk associated with each. Federal research grants, they're at significant risk if not already impacted. Individual donations, if we head into a recession as many project, individual donations will likely decline. Financial reserves, how large are they, and how might you draw on them if needed? Also consider your supply chain and sources for products or services, as well as any compounding effects that could occur. For example, even though you may source certain products from within the U.S., to what degree do the producers of those products rely on materials from abroad? Further, how might changes in policies impact our immigrant population, therefore creating increased challenges for staffing shortages? As you do these assessments, don't shy away from the hard thinking. While it may be tempting to only consider situations where things are off by 5 or 10%, you should also consider extreme scenarios in which more structural changes might be required. Clearly, it's painful to contemplate some of these, but the more candidly you consider what could happen, the better prepared you will be prepared for whatever does. Number two is understand your core value proposition. What happens if some major sources of revenues or products for your most important stakeholders are reduced significantly? Though it's natural to believe that everything you offer is highly important and valuable, and you may be tempted to make uniform across-the-board cuts in the spirit of equity, some programs, and unfortunately some people, are more essential to your core being than others. If push comes to shove, you need to identify which elements should be sustained or even increased and which should be reduced or eliminated. Years ago, in my work with a division of the American Nurses Association, we determined that a core program, one on whose success several other programs depended, was not well understood by the market and really needed additional promotion and marketing. They were not in a position to increase their marketing budget, however. By identifying less critical and productive areas, we were able to reallocate existing dollars and increase promotion where most needed. When you look carefully and objectively, you'll likely find that some of the activities you do or the monies you spend are done in large part because you've always done them. Your strategy should serve as a guide in making these prioritization and research allocation decisions. Note as well that whatever you decide, these alternatives will not be as good as your current offers, but if they help your organization prevail through challenging times, they may be the best option. Number three, draw your red line. While there are some sources of revenue become vulnerable, other possible sources, ones that come with certain stipulations or require you to engage in different activities, may appear. Unfortunately, it's the rare organization that has the resources, the resilience, and the commitment to turn down essential funding during those times, as Harvard University has recently done. But that said, it's critical that you know what terms or requirements you just cannot accept without losing the soul of your organization. As Wharton organizational psychologist Adam Grant recently noted, our greatest regrets are rarely failures to reach our goals. They're usually failures to uphold our values. Number four, start now. There's no reason to expect the next 100 days will be any less volatile than the last. or for the coming changes to move in the same direction as before. What we know and can try to plan around today does not necessarily prepare us for new issues in the coming weeks and months. So consider setting up a task force to actively monitor the situation. This is also a good time to identify key trigger points, dates, or data that'll help you determine which scenarios are becoming more likely, so you're ready to enact the decisions you've anticipated. Reflecting on this, in the pace of rapidly changing and unpredictable conditions, you will not find a single solution that'll serve your organization well. You'll need to understand what you have to work with and the range of flexibility available to you, and then monitor the situation regularly and adjust as needed. Thinking through the hard choices now can make it easier, never easy, if you need to take action in the future. Thanks for listening.